Episode 167, Procrastination at its Best.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day, ladies. How are you doing? It is a beautiful week. It is time just to jumpstart right where you are, wherever you are right now. You know what? Just stand up and dance a little bit. Come on. Just move. Get to the groove. Come on. Life is too short. You can sparkle and shine today. You can. And I'm excited that you are here to do it. And we get to share it together. Yes. Okay. Guess what, though? We're talking about a deep one. Procrastination at its best. Ugh. Okay. Well, I can tell you right now, I'm guilty. That's all I'm going to say. But before we get into our chat time, because I love our coffee time, I just so enjoy our time together. Thank you so much for coming in and tuning in and listening to me. Sometimes maybe you think I just like to babble and talk, but you know what? I do really feel a part of a community, and you fulfill that. You warm my heart, and this is why I'm here. I'm here to serve you, to love you right where you're at, to see you on your journey, and to see you grow and prosper as God desires you to. So it is such a blessing that you're here. I really pray that you are expecting the unexpected, because sometimes when we set those expectations on life, there's no way we can amplify it anymore. And I'm telling you, it's time to ramp up your life. It's time to amplify it and get ready and go for gusto. Why settle for just, you know, mediocrity, right? We don't need to settle for that. So come on and enjoy the ride as we chat today. Remember, if you ever want to chat with me, definitely you can leave me a voicemail, send me an email. Head on over to createyournow.com. I'm there. You know where to find me. And again, we are working on some fun surprises. I know I've said that it seems like forever ago, even though we talk every day, but there are things that, and I'm just so excited. I'm doing some research. I'm expanding some things. There's going to be tons of resources for you, most of which I want to give away to you for free. Yes, we all like free resources, right? Anything we can do to ramp up our life, easy for me to say, and amplify it even more, because you were created on purpose for a purpose. And I'm excited that you're here to become your best self. You are in that zone, ready to create your now. So let's jump right on in to procrastination at its best. Oh my goodness gracious. How many of you have been there? Procrastination. Do you even know what it means? All right, well, guess what? I got the definition for you. I'm sure you know what it means, but I like definitions, so I'm going to read it to you anyway. The action of delaying or postponing something. Has anybody ever procrastinated? Okay, don't raise your hand. All my hands are raised. Okay, I only have two, but my toes are too. I mean, I am the world's best procrastinator. I am. I should get like the platinum medal, because you see, I am one who says, I work best under pressure. Yes, that is me. Yeah. Are you like that? Do you ever sometimes feel like that? Or do you put yourself in that position that procrastination becomes just your middle name? Susie Procrastinator Smith. I mean, does that sound good? I don't know. Christiane Procrastinator Wargo. Not sure that I like that ring, but the thing is it does. It rings so true with a lot of us in life. E. Stanley Jones says this: every time you refuse to face up to life and its problems, you weaken your character. Oh, that kicked me in the gut when I read that. Every time you refuse to face up to life and its problems, you weaken your character. Now, you can read that a lot of different ways. One way I look at it is the procrastination side of things. You put things off. You put off problems. You may be putting off bills. You may need to call somebody to make arrangements for something. And you just really don't want to talk to them because you might just be afraid to ask. But usually the worst thing they're going to do is say opposite of what you want them to say, right? That's usually not a life or death situation. But what happens is we fall into that. And procrastination at its best becomes what? our habit, and it becomes one that we just kind of envelop ourselves into. I'm not saying that's easy or that's the way that we should do it, but that is what happens. So think about it. Why create an urgency to get something done without focus, ease, and purpose? Putting the things off we really need to work on is really super easy, right? I mean, come on, if we need to mow the grass outside, it'd be much easier to say, oh gosh, if that rain would just come, they're promising 20% chance. I'll just wait next day. Oh, they're still saying 30% chance of rain. Oh, I'll put it off because you know it's going to rain. And then it doesn't, and a week goes by, and you got a field growing in your yard, right? Procrastination, it's so easy to do. But when you think about it, okay, because we're talking about procrastination at its best here, right? When you delay something, the action of delaying or postponing something, right? There's a positive side to this. Can you believe it? The act of delaying something or putting something off, there's actually a very huge bright side. Well, when you think about it, when you put it off to the last minute, guess what? You get moving and take immediate action. Procrastination at its best. You get moving. You go forward with something. Now, is it always your best something? Is it always what you're most proud of something? I don't know. That's for you to decide. Maybe that's for you to reflect on, to see where your heart fits into it, where your mind fits into it, maybe even where your spirit fits into it. What is sacrificed in the process? When you're talking about procrastination at its best, what is sacrificed in the process? Well, it's a way to what? To postpone temporary discomfort, right? We don't want to feel uncomfortable, okay? We don't want to be out of our comfort zone. We like being kind of easy. But when we're under stress, maybe we can deal with it for a few moments and it seems to go by much faster. But what happens is we're just simply postponing our temporary discomfort. Think about it. Do you put off going to the pool or spring cleaning? And I'm not talking about just cleaning your bathroom. I'm talking about deep spring cleaning. If you're one of those who loves deep spring cleaning, hey, get in touch with me. Maybe you need to come on over and help me out a little bit. I enjoy it, but I prefer to do it with people. Anyway, total side note. Sorry. Okay, back to the pool or spring cleaning. Which would you put off? Probably the spring cleaning, right? Oh, I'll get around to it. 2 weeks go by. Oh, yeah, but then we're doing this too, and then we have this, and then we have this. And then what happens? You've got that party that's scheduled in the fall, and all of a sudden you are scrambling, and you have 3 days to get it done. Procrastination at its best. You're getting moving, right? Yeah, you're getting it done. But is it truly at its best, at your best? I don't know. That's for you to decide. The result of procrastination as a whole is a senseless cycle of delay followed by worry leading to panic ketchup. And not ketchup and mustard, but ketchup meaning I'm just trying to get it done. You're always playing quote unquote ketchup. The result of procrastination is a senseless cycle of delay followed by worry leading to panic ketchup. Whew. It is. It's true, right? What is it? But yet we thrive on that. What is it that we continue to thrive on? Remember, when you put it off, eventually it slaps you in the face. And when it slaps you in the face, what happens? You get moving. Procrastination at its best. You see, this whole thing is we get comfortable with being comfortable at a high stress area because why? Ultimately, it does what to us? It gets us moving. Instead, we would rather have that instead of having just maybe some temporary discomfort over maybe a week or so instead of 2 hours or so. And we can pace it out and we can actually perform at our best, serve at our best. What is really at our best? Procrastination? Or is there another way? I think sometimes we look at procrastination as the easy way out. It's easy, right? We put it off. We don't have to think about it until we really have to think about it, right? Have you noticed the theme about procrastination at its best? Yeah, we've talked about it. It gets you moving forward. However, when you're doing that, what's lost? Details, focus, your best work. So go back in time. Go back in time to where you have procrastinated on something. Maybe a project at work. Maybe a project at home. Maybe even more importantly, a project for your spouse. Ugh. Could be even for school. Maybe for your own business. You're a small business owner. And you know what? Yeah. Oh, yes. Oh, so been there. You know, you're supposed to make those two or three phone calls of people you don't know every day to make those contacts. You want those warm body contacts, right? Okay, you're supposed to be doing that as a network marketer, okay? That's what you're doing in your business, but you put it off. Why? Because you're afraid to open your mouth and have that little bit of discomfort. And then all of a sudden, it's check-in time, and you have three people on your list that you've talked to, and you should have 15. Oops. How is that helping you? Yet we look at procrastination truly being at its best because it gets us moving. Why? Because it's become a natural habit. It's our secondary habit. It's just ingrained in us. And for those of you guilty as charged, which I told you already at the beginning is me, guilty as charged. Yes, it is. You get an adrenaline rush from it, right? It's because, oh, it wasn't done and now it's done. And you're like, wow, I blinked and it's finished. But is it truly at its best? That's really the question. No one, absolutely, positively, no one works at their best under pressure. It just shows you you can handle unnecessary stress. And that's awesome, right? So if there's a catastrophe that's going to happen in your life or something unexpected comes up, you can handle it. That's an awesome trait to have. But why carry it as a habit that you fall on every time as if you schedule it in your life? You were creating and handling unnecessary stress. I mean, come on, moms. Do you not have enough unnecessary stress? You're raising a family. You're taking care of children who depend on you. You're working. You're taking care of your husband, your partner. I mean, no one needs unnecessary stress. And if you do, talk to me. I'm happy to give you some. If you're really that type of a person, but God does not want us to work under that mode. That's not why he created you. Procrastination at its best is not allowing it to happen. You see, why do we do it? Why do we fall in love with procrastination? Because it's easy and eventually you get it done. But what? You suffer maybe heart palpitations? You lose sleep over it? That means you are aging even more. Who needs more wrinkles, right? Who needs more gray hairs? I know I don't, right? But that's what's happening. Procrastination at its best is putting you at your worst. Ouch. Think about it. Procrastination at its best is putting you at its worst. Is that the creature now you want to be in? Is that how you want to always basically have a reactive response to life instead of a proactive response? A reactive life is procrastination at its best. A proactive life saying, I want to do what I can do. I want to create my now and be my best selfie is a proactive response. Where do you fall? Where do you fall? What if you could remove the stress and you became absolutely comfortable with the idea of creating a new habit that defeats procrastination at its best? Remember, if you're defeating that, that means you're defeating what? Being you at your worst, right? Right. So that makes what? You at your best. Oh, yeah, baby. Yeah, bring it on, right? I want to be my best selfie. That's what I desire. How can you do that? Yeah, you can do it. It's your kiss. Plan, prep, and take aim. Simple as that. It's your P squared to TA. Okay? P squared to TA. You got plan, prep, and take aim. Plan. You got to know whatever it is due. Okay? So the it is whatever you are working on. Whatever your program is, your problem, your event. Okay, whatever it is in your life, there could be dozens of things. So you got to name what your it is. Know what your it is, okay, when it's due, the time constraints, what's required of it, okay? It could be simple things like if you think about going back and kids are in school and the PTA is having the box tops where you're raising money for the PTA, et cetera. And all of a sudden you're like, oh, they're having this race to see how many people can get the most box tops. And your child comes up to you, Mom, have you been saving these over the summer? And you're like, no. So all of a sudden you're at the grocery store buying everything with box tops, right? So at least you could get your child about 15 to 20 box tops to take in. Instead of over the summer, over the 3-month period or so, you could have easily gained maybe about 30 to 40 box tops. Procrastination at its best, with you at your worst, or you at your best and procrastination at its worst. Which do you choose? So plan. Number two, P squared is prep. Prep for your plan, right? When you know your plan, you got to prep for it. So work backwards to establish your timetable. Figure out what you need, when it needs to be accomplished. Okay, some things might be very easy and you may be looking at only a day or two, but some things, maybe you're starting to save up for college. You're going, why are you talking about college? Because if your child's in kindergarten, most likely, you need to be saving now. Trust me, I'm there in college. Okay, I'm not there. My children are. And that's when you need to start saving, not in middle school and high school going, oh, we'll put money back because we'll be making more then. No. Start putting back a little change every day now, every month now. That's when you need to start prepping. That's being at your best and making procrastination at its worst. You see how it works? So plan, prep for your plan. That's your P squared. And then TA is what? Take aim. My favorite. You know this. Take aim. Action ignites motivation. You see, the only reason why procrastination is at its best is because it gets you moving forward. Instead of waiting to the very end, take aim now. When you begin to take action, it will ignite your motivation, which will then make you enthusiastic because you are moving forward and you are doing something. Where's your blog right now that you wanted to start 3 months ago, 7, 9 months ago? Have you started it? I want to be a writer. Have you started writing? Simple questions, yes, but not necessarily easy answers, right? You see, procrastination at its best only puts you at your worst. Think about it. Take aim. Fulfill what you vow. What you vow to yourself, most importantly. What you vow to your spouse and what you vow to your children. And ultimately, what you vow to God. He fulfills his vows to us. Just think if he procrastinated. No, I don't feel like dying on the cross today. I know that sounds kind of flippant. And some of you may be saying, now, Christiane, you're kind of taking this to the extreme. No, he had a choice. But he chose to be at his best. And that was to do it when God said, it's time. It is finished. Fulfill your vow. Plan, prep, and take aim. P squared TA. You can do it. Okay? You need to squelch procrastination at its best so you can be at your best. Always. Your best selfie. All right? Go out and plan, prep, and take aim. Have a marvelous and magnificent week because you can do this. I love you so very much. Don't be guilty anymore of putting procrastination at its best, all right? Make you at your best, Selfie. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.